بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على شرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، ضيوف الأفاضل، مشايخ. الحمد لله، we have some really nice, everybody's good guests, but we have some of the scholars came. Muhammad al-Sharif, Sheikh Muhammad al-Sharif from Al-Azhar, he's here. And Sheikh Abdurrahman Tahir Abdurrahman from Somalia. He was the Minister of Justice and the Minister of Awqaf before, and he's an Azhari scholar. You know, he's an alim. So people, the Prophet said, "Umirtu an unazir an-nas manazirhum." I was commanded to give people in accord with their rank, you know, outwardly, because inwardly Allah knows who's up, who's down. Only Allah, wallahi, only Allah knows. But outwardly, people have, you know, places, and you should honor that, because that's the nature of the world. There's a hierarchy outwardly. The inward hierarchy is something you can't see with the basar. That's why you should treat all human beings with dignity, because you don't know where they are in the inward hierarchy. But outwardly, you have those things that we respect and honor, because our Prophet ﷺ respected them and honored them. Anyway, we have a guest tonight, Kevin Davis, who wants to say the Shahada. So it's a good way to begin the Mawlid, with somebody getting guidance from our Prophet ﷺ, because we're all from his guidance. You know, we're only here because a man was born over 1400 years ago, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, came into the world. He was a baby like other babies, right? He wasn't like other babies. No, he was a baby unlike other babies, because the Arabs say Muhammadun basharun la kad bashari bal huwa kal yaquti bain al hajari. The Prophet is a bashar, but not like other bashar. You know, he said, ma ana illa basharun mithrukum yuha ilayya idhan laysa mithrukum, because you know, you don't get revelation. He said, I'm a man like you, but I get revelation, so I'm not like you. And that's why they say huwa basharun kalbashari la kalbashari bal huwa kalyaquti bain alhajari. He's like a precious jewel among stones. You know, like a, if you look at a jewel, it's a stone, it's a mineral, it has the same structure as inanimate stones, but it's precious. You don't treat it like other stones. So the Prophet ﷺ, he's a human like other humans, but he's not like other humans, because the things he shares with us are his humanity, his bashariya, but then there's things that he doesn't share with us, which is his nabuwa, his maqam and mahmud, and all the other things. So we're here tonight, inshallah, to celebrate those things, but we want to begin with the blessing of having our brother Kevin enter into Islam, inshallah. So I'm going to give you a hand, and then you just repeat after me. Okay. All right? Ashhadu. And just everybody, renew your iman. The Prophet ﷺ said, jaddidu imanukum biqawlikum la ilaha illallah. Renew your faith. So we're all renewing our faith with our brother who's coming into Islam. But let's all renew our faith so you can repeat with us. Ashhadu.
Ashhadu.
أن لا إله إلا الله
إلا الله
وأشهد
وأشهد
أن محمدا
محمدا
رسول الله
رسول الله.
الحمد لله. So we consider you Muslim now. Were you Christian before?
Yes, I was.
So can you just repeat after me? وأشهد
وأشهد
أن عيسى
أن عيسى
نبي الله
نبي الله
ابن مريم
ابن مريم
كلمته
كلمته
وروح منه وروح منه
وروح
منه. So just that Jesus, so you said, I testify there's only one God, no God but the one true God. and that the Prophet Muhammad is the last messenger, and then that Jesus is his true messenger, and his the son of Maryam, of Mary, not of God, and that he is his word, his logos from God, and he's a spirit that God manifested in the world. So, alhamdulillah, it's welcome. Marhaban.
Allahu Akbar!
Alhamdulillah. It's good.
Allahu Akbar.
The Prophet said, Al-Islam yazidu wa la yanqus. Islam increases, it doesn't diminish. So any Muslim that leaves Islam will be replaced by two. Any Muslim that goes into apostasy, you know, we have apostates now. People, you can make a lot of money if you apostate from Islam and write a book. And so there's people apostating from Islam for whatever reasons, you know. There's a lot of bad Muslims out there chasing people away too, which is another problem. But it's a blessing. Welcome. You know, it's an honor to have you. And when we believed that Islam yajubbu ma qablahu, the Prophet said Islam wipes out everything that went before it except for debt. It's the only thing. If you have debt, you have to pay your debts. But everything else, it wipes it out. You know, people, even if they murdered, anything they did, Islam wipes it out. It's a great gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah, I'll just mention this about Isa alayhi salam. You know, the Muslims get very upset, and rightly so. We should get upset when any prophet is denigrated. We should get upset because they're the virtuous people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And unfortunately, sometimes Muslims get so upset that they transgress the boundaries, the limits. Do you know? But every group of people has people that do foolish things. Allah says in the Quran, don't take us to account for what our fools do. You know, لَا تُوَأَخِذْنَا بِمَا فَعْلَ السُّفَهَاءُ مِنَّا. Don't take us to account because of sufaha. But when a prophet is denigrated, the person that does it, I mean, there's rules in the books of fiqh about the ruler, what they're supposed to do. Those don't concern us. That's not our concern. We don't take those rules into our own hands. But we should defend the honor of the prophets. And Jesus, alayhi salam, is our prophet. He's our prophet. And unfortunately, they're doing a depiction. You know, I mean, it's not Isa. But because they say this is a depiction of, it's still denigration. But they're doing a depiction of Isa in New York, made out of chocolate, without any covering. It's a naked statue. And then they're going to have people eat the statue at the end of this. The Catholic Church is protesting. Alhamdulillah. Okay, so they canceled it. But see, now we have to ask them why they cancel that and they don't cancel the cartoons. You see, double standards. Yeah. No, but that's good they canceled it. So alhamdulillah. That's a victory for the people of faith, you know? Because we respect all the prophets. لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدًا مِنَ الرَّسُلِ. You know, we don't distinguish between the prophets, the messenger. We don't distinguish between them. They have different degrees, but in their nubuwa, they're the same. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد طب القلوب ودوائها وعافية الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها وقوت الأرواح وغذائها وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأهوال والآفات وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك أعلى درجات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما الحمد لله اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك اللهم بارك في هذا المجلس وفي هذه الساعة المبارك وألف بين قلوبنا ووفق الحاضرين والغائبين من المسلمين Alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يا أهل الكتاب قد جاءكم رسولنا يبين لكم كثيرا مما تخفون من الكتاب ويعفو عن كثير. Allah says in the Quran, we sent a messenger, our messenger to you, to the people of the book. The book, al-kitab, that means the Bible. Biblios in Greek means the book. That's what the Bible means. Bible means the book. Ahl al-kitab are the people of the Bible. So in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ahl al-kitab, O people of the book, there has come a prophet, a messenger, our messenger, who's clarifying to you much of what you were concealing in the book. And this is speaking to a specific group, not all of them, but a specific group of them. And وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ, and he forgives much, he overlooks much about the book, because amongst the people of the book, it's just like, that about Rahbaniyah, Allah says about them that they decreed it for themselves, فَمَا رَعَوْهَا حَقَّ رِعَيَتِهَا. You know, they decreed the monkhood for themselves, becoming monks, that wasn't written for them in the book. You won't find that anywhere in the Bible telling them to go off and become monks. But they did that ابتغاء رضوان الله. They wanted the مرضات of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They wanted Allah's pleasure. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about them, they did not observe it. فَمَا رَعَوْهَا حَقَّ رِعَايَتِهَا. It's a beautiful statement. Allah doesn't go into details. He doesn't say they did this or they did that. He just says they didn't observe it as they should have observed it. That's sitr from Allah. وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. So a lot of the sins of the previous dispensations, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave. And then it says, قَدْ يَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ. There has come from God a light. Nurun. That's what it says. قَدْ يَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. And a clear book. What is the nur there? If you look in the oldest tafsirs, Imam al-Tabari, look what they say. Zajjaj, one of the early mufassirun, said, النور هنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. قَدْ يَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مُحَمَّدٌ. Nurun. That's the dominant position of the Mufassirun. And then they'll say, وَقِيلَ الْإِسْلَامِ وَقِيلَ صِغَةَ الضَّعْفِ وَقِيلَ الْإِسْلَامِ وَقِيلَ الْقُرْآنِ. Then it's tikrar, right? So, but the dominant opinion is, and that's why we believe that the Prophet ﷺ was light. We believe he was light. He was a bashar, a human being, but we believe he was light. That's our belief about the Prophet. That doesn't mean he didn't have a physical body. We're not like Monophysites, like Coptic Christians. They don't believe Jesus had a physical body. We believe he had a physical body. But the light, if you look at the moon, how did they describe his face? They described it as light. That's how they, like a moon. Kal-qamri, kal-badri. That's how they describe. So if you look at the moon, what is the moon? It's a light. But it's also, it's earth, it's got planet, you know, it's got minerals, and it has all those things, but it's a light in the sky. Now if you look, قَدْ يَأَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. It came to you a light and a clear book. You can't read the book without light. If it's dark, how do you read the book? When you want to read, you turn on the light. You light the candle. Sirajan Munira, an illuminating candle. He came to teach you how to read the book. قَدْ يَأَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ مُحَمَّدْ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. It's a clear book, but you need the light to read the book. You won't be able to understand it without his light. You'll go astray. That's the gift of the Prophet ﷺ. So, I want to just look a few things here. عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنه في قوله تعالى وتقلبك في الساجدين, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we've seen your movement amongst the people in prostration. من نبي إلى نبي حتى أخرجك نبيا, from, you know, the taqallub of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that it was from one prophet to another prophet until the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emerged. So he goes to Ismail alayhi salam, and then all of these, but he was in that sulala. He's from Abraham, from before that Nuh alayhi salam, Adam, all these prophets, they had the prophet's seed, and it's moving. So taqallubuka fi sajideen is that movement, the taqallub. And then he says, وَمَنْ يُطِيعَ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. So Allah made his obedience the same as the Prophet's obedience. Whoever obeys the Prophet has obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And this is what I want to talk about. We have only sent you as a mercy to all the worlds. رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have only sent you as a mercy to all the worlds. قَالَ أَبُو بَكَرَ إِبْنُ طَاهِرٍ زَيَّنَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى مُحَمَّدًا بِزِينَةَ الرَّحْمَةِ. He was adorned with the adornment of mercy. He was adorned with the adornment of mercy. This is his adornment. فَكَانَ كَوْنُهُ رَحْمَةً وَجَمِيعُ شَمَائِلِهِ وَصِفَاتِهِ رَحْمَةً عَلَى الْخَلْقِ فَمَنْ أَصَابَهُ شَيْءٌ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ فَهُوَ النَّاجِي فِي الدَّارَيْنِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَكْرُوهٍ وَالْوَاصِرُ فِيهِمَا إِلَى كُلِّ مَحْبُوبٍ. ألا ترى أن الله يقول وما رسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. So he says, whoever takes this mercy, he will be safe from every harm, and he will arrive to every good thing. Don't you see that Allah said, we have only sent you as a mercy to all the worlds. His life was a rahmah. His death was a rahmah. The Prophet ﷺ said, حياتي خير لكم وموتي خير لكم. My life is good for you and my death is good for you. And in the hadith of Imam al-Bazzar, he says, تُعْرَضُ عَلَيَّ أَعْمَالُكُمْ. Your actions are shown to me of the ummah. And there's a khilaf. Is it jumlatan aw tafsila? You know, does he see all the actions? Does he see each one of us specifically? Or is it collectively? Does he see the state of the ummah? Like now, we know what's happening in Iraq. We don't know all the details, but we know the state. Is it a war? We know what's happening in Palestine. We know what's happening in Algeria. And is it like that? That's a khilaf. Allah knows best what that is. It's not important for people to go into those type things. But the point is, he said, I see the actions of my ummah. And he said, إِذَا رَأَيْتُ خَيْرًا حَمِدْتُ اللَّهِ. If I see good, I thank Allah. Alhamdulillah. It's tawfiq. And if he said, if I see bad, I ask forgiveness for my ummah. That goes to, he's doing that now for his ummah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسُهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ وَاسْتَغْفِرَ لَهُمَ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُ اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. If only they went, when they sinned, when they did wrong things, if they came to you and they asked forgiveness of Allah, because we don't worship the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we ask forgiveness of Allah and the Prophet asked forgiveness for us. They would find Allah merciful and forgiving. Why? Because they're going with humility and they're asking forgiveness of Allah and they're interceding with their Prophet. The Prophet is asking forgiveness for them.